Welcome to Claus Oldenburg, The Street and the Store, an exhibition that examines the early years of Oldenburg's extraordinary career, focusing on his first two major bodies of work. On this tour, you'll hear from the artist himself.
My name is Geometric Mouse, or Ray Gun. My name is Claus Oldenburg, and I am, I hope, an artist, and I enjoy what I'm doing.
In 1956, the 27-year-old artist moved from Chicago to New York's Lower East Side.
I came to New York because I thought that it was probably the only place one could begin a career as an artist. I had gotten to a point where I felt that the next step should be New York. I went through all the things that you go through in New York. You start at the Y, and then you work your way up to, if you're lucky, a large enough space that you could call it a studio. And eventually I found a place on the Lower East Side between C and D on 4th Street, and that became my first studio.
Up until then, Oldenburg had been primarily working in drawing and painting, but the gritty neighborhoods of Lower Manhattan inspired a change.
That's how I do my work. It grows out of the surroundings. My focus was not on abstraction that had dominated the scene. I became more interested in objects. I found them more versatile than figures because you can change an object without making it look strange.
Anne Temkin is the Marie-José and Henry Kravis Chief Curator of Painting and Sculpture at MoMA and the curator of this exhibition.
So much of what is possible to do in sculpture today wouldn't have been possible if Oldenburg hadn't made sculptures something that could sit on the floor, hang from the ceiling, be a relief on the wall.
On this tour, you'll hear more from Claus Oldenburg and Anne Temkin, as well as Paulina Poboja, assistant curator in the Department of Painting and Sculpture.